One of the best commentaries of Gounod's opera Faust was written by Vernon Blackburn, and I am going to start by quoting it to you. He says, Faust is the ideal opera of the populace. It is full of sweetness and pleasantness, qualities which the people can easily appreciate as part of Gounod's art. It has much beauty indeed, a beauty which not the most arrogant and cheapest of critics would be prepared to deny. Such a beauty pervades the jewel scene and portions of the purely ecclesiastical music, a beauty of excessive tenderness and overwhelming celestial sweetness. Faust was first performed in Paris in 1859. It seems curious, in view of the wonderful popularity of the opera today, that it was accorded a very indifferent reception at this presentation, and all but failed at a subsequent performance in Milan. It is thoroughly appreciated now, however, and is one of the most popular operas ever written. Sung by an accomplished and wonderful artist, this entrancing song brings with it an atmosphere of romance and tragedy. As its appealing strains arouse our souls, we witness one of the world's great masterpieces. Poor Marguerite is a sweet and simple maiden who looks out upon life through pure, trustful eyes. She is no match for Faust and his powerful friend, Mephistopheles. They know only too well how to assail successfully the citadel of a woman's heart. Beside the modest bouquet that her lover Siebel has left for her at the threshold of her home, they place a casket of jewels. Marguerite, as she perceives the box, exclaims, "But what is this? From whom did this splendid casket come? I dare not touch it. Yet see, here is the key. I'll take one look. How I tremble. Yet why? Can it be much harm just to look in a casket?" Thinking it may be from her new and fascinating admirer, she opens it and proudly decks herself with the contents. Oh heaven, what jewels! Can I be dreaming, or am I really awake? Ne'er have I seen such costly things before. I should just like to see how they'd look upon me, those brightly sparkling eardrops. With the jewels is a mirror, and at sight of herself, adorned as she had never been adorned before, she bursts into this spontaneous outpouring of joy in dawning love, known as the jewel song. Alice Fairlay has without question as fine a coloratura voice as any living singer. She has achieved a wonderful success abroad, having sung in many notable performances in the opera houses of Paris, Brussels, London, and many of the other European capitals.